The Audio Vault on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star is brought to you by AA Best Bail Bonds, 225-2121, or online at mybestbailbonds.com.
Wednesday on R&R, it's a game day ball of the beginning of an era. We're getting you ready for the Wimby Circus to begin. Jerry speaks as well, and we're chock full of guests. Roland Lazenby gets here. We're talking Magic Johnson, the preeminent book, and Master G joins us, the Sugar Hill game. We're talking cheese. Now that we're live and away, I'm going to trash the studio.
It is the Blitz here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star. He's Joe Reinagle. I'm Jason Menix out at Texas Cheer Liquor number 6, Mulverde and Evans Road. We have Spurs Rockets for Friday night. Tickets giveaway before 6 o'clock. So come by and see us here for your chance to win those tickets. He is Joe Reinagle. I'm Jason Menix. With the NBA season starting tonight, who better to talk to than a 7-time NBA champion, Robert Horry, joining us now on the Buyers Barricades guest line. Robert, I know this season starts tonight in San Antonio with Wemby. It starts tomorrow night. When you watch Wemby play in the preseason and what you have seen, is it possible for him to live up to the expectations?
Yes. Yes, it is. The guy's a phenom. Who can block shots from you? Going to be on one block and block a three-pointer. Who can cross someone up? Who can put between someone's legs? Who can catch a lob from the free throw line? Who can play defense and have the excitement and the energy with all the pressure? This guy's a phenom, man. I'm so excited to watch this season of him and seeing he can just learn and dominate and keep improving as a player.
You know, Robert, when you look at this guy, and I think the thing that impresses me the most about him, all the things you just said, but he's getting his teammates involved, too. He's a very unselfish player, and I think he's going to make the guys around him that much better as well. What are your thoughts?
You know, that's the one thing that nobody's been talking about, his IQ for the game. That's what I watch. I watch how he talks to players, interacts with players, and so far his IQ has been off the charts. He's one of those guys that can think the game, play the game, and more important, like you said, get people around him better. You know, that's one of the great things that Tim used to do. You know, Tim didn't care if he scored. He just played good defense and wanted everybody around him to be better. And that's what this guy is doing, you know, on a whole different level. It's just amazing how talented this guy is.
Robert Horry joining us here on the Blitz. And you mentioned, Tim, you think about your time in San Antonio, winning championships here, playing for Greg Popovich. And this seems to be a softer Greg Popovich. Like, he finally yelled at Wemby in practice, and Wemby said he was waiting for it. Are you surprised to see how Pop is handling an international superstar that doesn't mind media attention the way Wemby does?
Well, this kid's been getting it for so long. And you think about it, he has to do it in different languages. And I'm sure he's been waiting on Pop to yell at him. I was waiting on Pop to yell at me, too, and it took him – I think he only yelled at me once while I was there, but it was, I think with Wemby, he just wants to be coached. He wants to get better. He wants to be that guy that can be the face of a franchise, and at the same time, making the team a successful team.
You know, Robert, when you look at the league right now, the NBA, I mean, when you were here in San Antonio and played, I'll never forget it, and I don't think Spurs fans will. I think Steve Nash was in the fifth row. You sent him there during a playoff game, and it was physical. I mean, you guys played a physical brand of basketball, and that's just the way it was. The game has changed so much. It's not near as physical anymore. Does that help a guy like Wemby, or do you think he can play the physical brand of basketball?
No, it definitely helps a guy. Like, I mean, it helps everybody because you're not allowed to, like, put your body on everybody. It's more of a free-flowing game. You know, the enforcer ways are gone. It's the way of the dinosaur. And I think it's just basketball now. It's free-flowing, like I said. People can get to the free throw line. People are able to, you know, do things with the basketball you never thought they could do. So I think this plays right in his hand. You know, the league is set up. He's like, basically, he came along at the right time, not like me. You know, he came along at the right time where this game is free for one. He can do a lot of things that doesn't take a lot of physicality.
I think seven championships, say you were in the right time as a visit with Robert Horry here on the Blitz. He's courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards, plus updated win totals and player stats. Now, I want to ask about win totals because 29.5 for San Antonio. Now, I know last year they ended up in the lottery, but they didn't try to win a lot of games last year. And you could tell by lineups in the fourth quarter. They played great for three quarters, and lineups, you could say they weren't trying to win. 29.5 seems awful low. Where do you have San Antonio as far as a win total for this year?
And I, you know what, I Pop, being the competitor he is, you know, we, you know, it seemed like Pop has the inside information. He did this when he sat out David Robinson, and he was able to get Tim Duncan. Now he sat out, you know, the whole team, and he was able to get Wembanyama. So I'm looking for this team to improve a lot in the wins just because of what Wemby can do. I think the odds of them going up, is, I think I would take those odds because of what he can do and the energy that he brings to the team and the excitement he brings to the arena. Because you got to think about that. When a team is losing, their arena is not that packed. Man, let's be honest. San Antonio fans are some of the best fans you're ever going to see. Now that they have somebody who's going to give them some excitement, they're going to really pack this arena. So, you know, 29.5, I think there'll be more than that this year. I think they'll win about 35 to 40 games this year.
Wow, well, that's big. And yeah, we're going to make our predictions tomorrow, Robert, so that helps helps me study. I say, you know, Robert Horry says, so I appreciate that. What about your time here in San Antonio and just the players that you were able to play with and the championships that you won here? Fond memories of San Antonio?
Man, San Antonio is one of my favorite places ever. Even when I retired, I used to go to San Antonio and stay for a couple of times and, you know, hang out with some friends of mine. And I love San Antonio. Tim was great. Manu was great. Tony was good. But, you know, my dog was Brent and Bruce. I love Brent and Bruce. Those were my two go-to guys. And the city of San Antonio, I always treated me well. It wasn't when I first got there because they thought I was a spy coming from the Lakers. And so I had to prove to them in 2005 that I wasn't a spy. And so, you know, it was so much. It was so much fun there. You know, even though Charles talks bad about San Antonio, he don't know what he's talking about. That's Charles Barkley. Yeah, he has an Auburn education, so that means he ain't that smart in the first place. So, you know, San Antonio is one of the best
well
cities
said.
In the man. Top, yeah, if you talk about top fan bases in all of sports, they got to be in the top 10 of all sports because they're great fans. They support their Spurs regardless they win or lose.
Well, and look, I mean, it's been a rough couple of years. Wemby here, you can only imagine the excitement level, although I do think realistic expectations for this year in the Spurs. You just said 35-40 wins. Do you see, looking at the West, are the Spurs a play-in team, a playoff team, first-round exit? How do you see them stacking up against the rest of the talent in the Western Conference?
That's the biggest part right there. The West is freaking stacked. You know, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year because I still think they need some pieces and they're very, very young. You know, if you look at that team, look across the board, I think that they have the lowest salary cap in the league. And so that lets you know right there, they don't have some top tier players. And let's be honest, you need top tier players to be successful in this league. And you got the Clippers, you got the Lakers, you got the Mavericks, you got the, you know, the Timberwolves, who nobody's talking about. You know, you got Sacramento, who surprisingly was one of the top teams. You know, and so it's going to be the West is tough, and I'm not even mentioning the Golden State Warriors or the defending champs, the Nuggets. So the Spurs are going to have to play at a high level each and every night just to get into the playoff position.
Robert, let me ask you about something else because when you look at a guy like James Harden and what's going on there with Philadelphia, what are your thoughts about what's taking place? And I'm not asking you to say anything bad about Harden or anybody else, but just players that refuse to show up to training camp and it just
Horse
seems like a mess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think it's a disservice to himself, the team, and his teammates more importantly. I think the teammates have gone into the season expecting you to be there and to help us try to win a championship, and all of a sudden you having beef with a GM. Think about this. This is a GM. Who cares about GMs? You know, they paid you. They're either going to trade you. You don't have to see a GM every day. You know, you see your coaching staff and your teammates each and every day. Now you just go out and play. And that's what I don't understand. You know, I love James as a person. I know him very well. I know his mama. And if I had a chance to talk to him, I said, who gives a care if you don't like him? You letting other people down are more important to you than a freaking GM. And so just go out and play the game and enjoy it and let your play get you up out of there. If you play well enough and you play hard enough, someone's going to say, oh, I give you X, Y, Z for James. And I think he's putting himself in a bad position. And whoever's in his crew or and giving him advice is giving him the wrong advice. And someone needs to pull them aside to do, this is what you need to do. You've already done this twice, and you don't want to keep putting a black eye on your name and yourself. So just play the game and let everything else be what it be.
Robert Horry, 7-time NBA champ, former Spur, joining us here on the Blitz. He's courtesy of Bet Online. Robert, before you let you go, man, who do you have in the NBA Finals, East and West? Who's this year's NBA champion? Prediction time before the season actually tips off tonight.
Hey, I'm taking the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets. And then
I'm going with Milwaukee, Robert.
You go with
Milwaukee with Dame Lillard added there, and Giannis got paid. Man, they're happy.
Hey, but you know what though? They got rid of Jrue Holiday, who knows that team in and out, and that's going to be their biggest pest right there. He's going to come in there and wreck havoc.
All right.
You know, it's interesting because in the West, I think, you know, with CP3 no longer in Phoenix, I think the Suns finally get over the hump, and they're going to end up in the NBA Finals. I like Phoenix.
Oh, okay. You like Phoenix? You know, I haven't seen how Bradley Beal fits in with them yet, so I'm still not sold on free offensive power with no defense. You know, at the end of the day, you got to be able to stop someone at some point in time.
Absolutely. Right. And that's the fun part of this time of year. And again, all the odds, everything is there at Bet Online, where, you know, this time of year you make those predictions. Robert Horry, always great catching up with you, man. Appreciate you taking the time before the season gets underway.
Same here. Remember, if you want to make a bet, make it on Bet Online.
Absolutely.
You got it,
Robert
man.
Horry from Bet Online. Yeah, check Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards odds. Good stuff with Robert Horry.